The city of Fayetteville is launching a pilot program this week that enables guests 21 years of age or older to consume alcoholic beverages within the outdoor refreshment area. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The outdoor refreshment area is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Devin Howland, Director of Economic Vitality for the City of Fayetteville, says 20 to 25 businesses are participating in the pilot project.
You can walk into an establishment, and so long as you have your mask on, you're following Department of Health guidelines, and you're adhering to social distancing, you can say, I'd like to, you know, purchase an Aura cup. It's kind of what we're calling them, ORA, for the outdoor refreshment area. I'd like to purchase a to-go cup. They'll ID you. You'll get a wristband. Your beverage will go into that cup. It'll either be 12 or 16 ounces, depending upon the drink they're serving. That'll be at the discretion of the business. And then you are free to leave. And so long as you stay in that boundary, you can go stroll down the sidewalks.
The cups are single use for food safety reasons and for the purpose of the pandemic, Helen says, as well as compostable.
We've deployed a lot of additional recycling receptacles into this to capture these cups because we already have to hand sort our recycling out in downtown. So this is just, these cups are going to end up in our compost program, which is a really cool thing too. So we're going to have a sustainable public consumption district. And I haven't found another community that's done that, but it's very Fayetteville to keep in trend with that.
The city started working on the initiative last year after the state legislature passed Act 812, which allows cities and towns to establish entertainment districts. In Fayetteville, Howland says the designated space is called an outdoor refreshment area instead of an entertainment district for two reasons.
The first is we already have an entertainment district that is designated as a parking district, and the last thing you want is somebody to be confused with something like this. And so we knew we needed a different name. But the second really kind of came from the businesses because it was not entertainment district, I think many felt, was not representative of their intent and hopes for this district. This is not meant to be an intense district. And its boundary and how it's designed, there's actually a lot of thought that went into that because it's roughly four hard edges. It is easy to understand.
The boundary is roughly square, bounded by Watson Street to the north, Mountain Street to the south, East Avenue to the east, and West Avenue to the west. Approved routes have been added to include areas such as the Mill District and businesses along Dixon Street west of the train tracks. Alcoholic beverages are not allowed on the Razorback Greenway.
A lot of people through this process say, oh my gosh, you're going to create Bourbon or Beale Street. And, you know, I kind of jokingly say I'm not that good, well, that's not going to happen. but all kidding aside, the district is much more emulative of something like you'd see in downtown Savannah or something you would see in Hamilton, Ohio, or Iowa City, or Tuscaloosa and Auburn. And yes, these districts are in SEC college towns, and they are in hundreds of cities that many of us have never heard of.
Howland says they were prepared to present a proposal to City Council in March, but plans were put on hold because of the COVID-19 pandemic. He says as officials focused on the economic response to the pandemic, it became clear that it's safer outside.
It has shown that across the country, and you've seen a lot of municipalities pivot bar, restaurant, and other activity outdoors in open air where this virus can't spread as easy. And we were so fortunate in the fact that we had had 7 months worth of work going into the infrastructure for a program like this, and beyond thankful for that. And so we re-engaged with our businesses and the Dixon Street Merchants Association and others who we'd worked with on this.
The response from businesses, Howland says, was overwhelming. One of the things business owners requested was an expansion of the program from 4 days to 7 days a week.
That consistency of dates and times makes it easy on staff and easy on patrons. It's just something you can do. The second I heard was, why wait to even think about piloting it on the weekends before students come back? Let's test it out right now. And that was a great point. And so the third thing that I heard that was, you know, the most telling, and I think everybody knows that they've gone through a lot these past 4 months, was it was a statement from one bar owner that said, please don't make me choose between economic gain and the safety of my staff. I can have both with this tool if I can send it out the door. And that was all we needed to hear.
The Fayetteville City Council approved an ordinance establishing an entertainment district in early June. The ordinance included an emergency clause, which enabled the law to take place immediately. Devin Howland, Director of Economic Vitality for the city, says the initial goal of the project has shifted somewhat due to the pandemic.
This was a way to make downtown another offering for our residents and tourists. Even though there are hundreds of cities that have this, you're still in a very small subset of communities that deploy this. And so it was about placemaking, and it was about activating our downtown with energy and being able to go on a stroll and have a drink in your hand if you'd like to do that. Right now, it's much more about getting people outside of the indoors of establishments, but also safely increasing sales for these businesses that many have been closed still.
Some businesses that haven't reopened are ones that would struggle adhering to social distancing guidelines because of their size. But the new pilot program gives businesses the option to open and only provide to-go sales. During a special meeting July 14th, the City Council amended an ordinance to make it easier for businesses to establish sidewalk cafes and parklets. Businesses with proper licensing that are located within the outdoor refreshment area could serve alcoholic beverages under the change. The amendment also permits businesses to reserve paid public parking spaces for use as sidewalk cafes upon payment of parking fees. The cost is $5 a day per space on Dixon Street and half that much for the rest of the downtown area.
There are businesses that are banding together to produce some really slick seating around their establishments for their guests. And I think that's going to be another driver for this program is people are going to be able to hang out in places that are safe, they're spaced out, that weren't there before, because our parking revenues are down over 50% year to date. And so now that puts revenue back on the parking spaces and puts them to a different use while the market's suppressed.
The pilot program is scheduled to end January 31st, 2021. However, Howland says that might have to be extended so officials can analyze the program when economic activity is closer to normal.
Let campus activity is normal. When George's is packed and live music's going, and the Walton Arts Center and Theater Squared are both putting on shows, we're going to have to assess the program under that condition. And, sadly, we don't know when that date's going to be. And hopefully we will one day soon, but this provides, and that's another thing, that's another characteristic of this. The market is so suppressed right now in regards to sales to these businesses. In April, bars were down 80% and restaurants were down almost 50% in Fayetteville. And when we look at those numbers and to think, is this going to bring them back up to normal? No, it's not. But can it help? I think it can. I know it can help, and I know we can do this successfully.
Howland says businesses can become participants in the program at any time. More details are available at fayetteville-ar.gov/ORA. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.